بارك الله فيكم. Yes, it's an absolute pleasure, you know, for me, and in whichever way we could contribute, you know, the message, first of all, you know, our ears are the closest. So Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we could, you know, via the teachings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we could enhance our knowledge, but, you know, translate the knowledge into action. And at the same time, just remind our respected listeners, you know, of that obligation that we owe to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, inshallah. So I just thought, inshallah, we will just speak about something of pertinence. You know, of course, every topic that you speak about is relevant, you know, it's important. But something that that perhaps some of us, you know, we take for granted. And that is, you know, we speak about it and it affects each and every one of us in some way or the other. And that is what we refer to as barakah. What we refer to as barakah. Unfortunately, this is lacking in our lives to a great extent. You know, many people make dua. You meet someone, you tell the person, make dua, Allah give me barakah in my life. Allah give me barakah in my family. Allah give me barakah, you know, in my household. So how much of dua do we make for barakah in our lives? You know, in the good old days, I always say this, you know, when you met a pious scholar, a pious alim, or a respectable person in the community, you know, who was connected to the Almighty Allah, you know, we used to take our children, you know, to that pious person and say, make dua, take your hand, place it on the head of my son, you know, make dua for my child. How many of us do really do that today? Unfortunately, the focus has become celebrities. The focus has become sports stars. You know, those people who have excelled when it comes to this material dunya. We need to understand, respected listeners, is that the ultimate goal is akhirah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. You know, in the good old days, like we speak about the good old days, you know, we find it was the practice of scholars and ulama. When they meet children, they will give them maybe a 20 cents or a 50 cents. And up to this day, you know, you find that there are scholars and ulama who say that when I was a young child, this 50 cents was given to me, you know, by a certain alim. And because of that, I derived so much of barakah, sentimental value, sentimental value. So number one is, how much of dua do we make for, you know, barakah in our lives? How much of dua do we make for barakah in our homes? When the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, when he made dua for barakah, there was so much of goodness that came home and sahaba benefited so immensely. You know, we look at, for example, the incident of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi alayhi salam had a lot of love for him, for Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So one day Nabi alayhi salam comes to the house of Anas, and Anas's mother Umme Sulaim, she presented, you know, a platter, a delicacy, which was customary amongst the Arabs, you know, to the Nabi of Allah. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Inni sa'im, I am fasting, you know, keep it aside, we can have it later on. Nonetheless, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to one corner of the house, فَصَلَّى غَيْرَ الْمَكْتُوبَ. He read two rakats of Nafil Salah. And then Umm Sulaim, she came to the Nabi of Allah, and she said, oh Nabi of Allah, my son Anas, I know you love him a lot. You know, make a special dua. Make a special dua for my son Anas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So Nabi alayhi salam made dua, Allahumma akthir mala wa walada wa barik lahu fima a'atayta. Oh Allah, bless Anas, bless his children, bless his wealth, and whatever you gave him, bless him, oh Allah. Nabi alayhi salam made this dua. What was the benefit of this dua? Subhanallah. You know, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, years later, somebody asked him that what was the benefit of the dua that Allah's Nabi made for you whilst you were a little child. He says, Allah's Nabi made dua for me, that Allah bless my provision, Allahumma aksir mala, bless the wealth of Anas. He says, I was the only person, I was the only individual that my date trees used to give a fruit twice every year. Everyone else, once a year, I was the only person that my date trees used to give up fruit twice every year. Subhanallah. That is when Nabi alayhi salam made dua for Anas. Now we need to see and we need to scrutinize and analyze, you know, is there anything that I am doing that is taking away this barakah from my life? You know, today we're having nikah, mashallah, in the masjid. The scholar, the alim, the walana performs the nikah. After the, you know, the ijab and qubul, the boy accepts. you know, the nikah, and he says, I have accepted nikahtuha wa qabiltuha. The Ali normally recites this dua, Barakallahu laka wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. Allah bless you, Allah bless your spouse, and Allah bless this union with goodness. What happens after that? We go to the hall, and then we find music blasting, intermingling. We find that every order of Allah is being violated. You know, we call some qari stop to recite a fantastic qiraa. Then you invite a scholar, a orator, you know, to give a flowery speech. And thereafter, you find music is blasting just to give it a Islamic flavor, you know, to add some Islamic connotation to the function. What we do, we recite some qiraa, some, you know, let us just recite some Quran al-Kareem. Let us let some alim give some nasiha. And thereafter, free for all, intermingling, music, whatever it is, you know, happens. How are we going to get barakah in that, you know, in that marriage? We look in our homes today. We look into our homes today. You know, we go to bed. You know, we get up in the morning. We miss Salatul Fajr. There's no tilawat of Quran. There's no dhikr. There's no ta'aleem. You know, we haven't created that Islamic environment. How do we expect barakah to come into our homes? So what is the definition of barakah? The scholars have written, Al-manafi'u al-kathira bi-asbabi al-qaleela. With minimum provisions, you enjoy the maximum benefit. With minimum provisions, you enjoy the maximum benefit. So you have a little, but Allah puts so much of goodness in that little that it takes you a long way. You know, like we find in the years gone by, people earned a small salary. You know, the whole family was living in the house. There were three families staying together, the father, his three sons with the daughter-in-law and the children living under the same roof. There was so much of barakah that was coming. We have bigger houses but smaller families, higher incomes, less morals, more bigger houses but more broken homes. That's the sad reality of our technological advancement. Today we find everyone is living in his own home, everyone is living on his own, he's got his own roof, but we find there's no barakah in our lives. What did Nabi alayhi salam tell Sahaba? That when you sit and eat together, Allah has put barakah in that. How many of us practice upon the sunnah of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Nabi of Allah had taken it to such an extent that our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when the Nabi of Allah used to drink from a utensil, from a glass, she says that he used to drink from the same glass. Not only that, she says that part on the glass where I place my lips, the Nabi of Allah would observe and he would place his lips on that very part. Now, today you try telling someone that, they will tell you it's rather unhygienic. You know, everybody should use their own utensil. My Nabi said that drink and eat together, Allah has put barakah in that. Allah has put barakah in that. So respected listeners, you know, when we look into the ahadith of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day the Nabi of Allah was traveling with his Sahaba on a strength of Abu Huraira. So nonetheless, they were traveling and they came to a certain place. Nabi alayhi salam asked Abu Huraira that, do you have anything to eat? He says, yes, I've got a packet of dates. Nabi alayhi salam, this is referred to as mizwat in the narrations. So Nabi alayhi salam said, bring the packet of dates. Nabi alayhi salam made dua for barakah, you know, for that packet of dates. And Nabi alayhi salam said, feed your companions, feed your colleagues. He says, I fed the sahaba, my family used to eat from the packet of dates. Akaltu minhu hayata Abu Bakr. I ate from the packet of dates the entire reign of Abu Bakr, the entire reign of Umar, when Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the saddest days in the annals of Islamic history, when Sayyidina Uthman, when he was killed mercilessly, you know, when he was martyred in Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira says, I lost the packet of dates. What period of time did he eat those dates? He ate those dates for nothing less than 27 years. 27 years. Now what barakah? These are not fairy tales. This is when Allah's Nabi made dua of barakah. It brought so much of goodness. Unfortunately, there's no barakah in our homes. There's no barakah in our marriages. So what we need to do, number one, we need to beg Allah, implore the Almighty Allah, that, O Allah, grant me barakah in my home. Grant me barakah in my business. O Allah, bless my children. We need to make dua. And then we need to stay away from those things that is taking away the barakah from our lives. Nabi alayhi salam told Anas, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ بَيْتَكَ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ. When you enter your house, make salam. When you enter your house, make salam to those that are at home. How many of us do that today, respected listeners? You know, we might do it perhaps in the inception of the marriage or on an odd occasion when we come back after a long journey, that too, illa mashallah. Nabi alayhi salam says, whenever you enter the house, make salam and let us smile. This will bring barakah in the house. So these are the small things that take a person, you know, a long way in life. So we need to see, like I mentioned earlier on, you know, those things that are taking away the barakah from our lives. When we look at the ahadith of the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous incident that Sahaba were traveling, Nabi alayhi salam, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah was made the Amir of the delegation. You know, in such poverty Sahaba had experienced, they used to eat the dry leaves off the trees, they used to sip few sips of water, and life continued. No one complained. But he says that we came to the ocean, and this huge fish was thrown out of the ocean. Tud'a al-Ambar, Tud'a al-Ambar. The name of this fish was Ambar. How many Sahaba ate from this fish? 300 of them ate from this fish for more than 1 month. For more than 1 month they had eaten from this fish. Subhanallah. Respected listeners, you know, it's time that we make dua. Let us abstain from sin. And one of the things that takes away barakah, you know, from a person's life, from a person's home, in our businesses, you know, is lies, fraudulent deals, you know, to deceit, like you were mentioned, to speak lies, which has become so common, you know, in our homes, just to get the sale done. You'll do whatever it is, you know, just to get the money. The deal might materialize. The money would be in the bank. But wallahi, the deal will see no barakah. So we make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability. But inshallah, you know, we reflect over these advices of Quran and Sunnah. You know, make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant us barakah in our homes, in our businesses. Because this is lacking in our lives to a great extent. Look at time today. There's no barakah in life. I mean, today is Jumu'ah. We can still remember last week Jumu'ah. We can still remember 3 months ago. Ramadan, we just ended Ramadan not too long ago. Before you know it, another Ramadan will be here. Respected listeners, you know, time is moving. And this is what Nabi alayhi salam had prophesied. فَتَكُونُ السَّنَةُ كَالشَّهْرِ وَالشَّهْرُ كَالْجُمْعَةِ وَالْجُمْعَةُ كَالْيَوْمِ The year will literally lapse and pass by like a month like a week like a day like an hour like a minute like a second. And time is passing by. So we ask Allah to bless us, to bless our homes, bless our marriages, and bless us in every aspect of our lives. Jazakallahu khairan, Brother Yusuf. Inshallah, till we speak to you on some other occasion, bi-idhnillah. Allah bless you and Allah bless each and every one of us. You know, we make dua, Allah bless our homes and those who are going through difficulty. You know, in the marriages, people are going through financial difficulties. People are going to stress in their lives. Allah Ta'ala, you know, ease in the plight of the Muslim Ummah. Let us not forget those who are suffering, you know, in different parts of the world.